This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we spent a good bit of the first hour talking about Donald Trump's national emergency declaration about the opioid crisis, what that means. Of course, if you want to talk about it, you can. Call in 855-450-FREE. But let's change gears to Venezuela. And, you know, I have been fascinated with Venezuela for a while, and I think Ian, who's generally sitting in this chair, he is as well, and we generally cover when new interesting things are happening in Venezuela, and it seems like those are happening almost all the time now. Story from FEE, which is the Foundation for Economic Education, reports the last couple of weeks have been difficult for the already beleaguered people of Venezuela, as their socialist president, Nicolas Maduro, has moved closer to full dictatorial control of the country. In response, the Trump administration has reportedly been considering levying a crippling sanction against the importation of Venezuela's number one export, oil. Now, there was an article from, I believe, antiwar.com a couple of days ago about several Venezuelans who were individually listed as having sanctions imposed against them,
right,
including, I believe, a brother of former President Hugo Chavez. The article here from FEE continues, "What Maduro has done in Venezuela can reasonably be called a coup. A dismantling of the last vestiges of restraints on his power under that nation's constitution. Taking a page out of his mentor Hugo Chavez's book, he summoned a national referendum with the goal of neutering the country's legislative body, which is controlled by lawmakers opposed to his rule. Knowing that opposition vote would be met with violence and that the vote was being rigged, Venezuelans protested by staying home. In reality, Maduro, like Chavez before him, had relatively few limits on his power already, but like a modern Augustus Caesar, Chavez tried to maintain a cloak of legitimacy, leaving a shell of Venezuela's constitution intact. Maduro, having inherited the worst of the economic catastrophe wrought by Chavismo, has responded by doubling down on socialist economic policies enforced by an increasingly blatant totalitarian police state."
See, it's funny how those two things go hand in hand. And when we see socialism take root around the world, the carrot to the people is, look, we're going to provide for you. It's going to be the warm swaddling arms of government who's going to solve all your problems.
Yes, those warm swaddling arms of government that are the reason that Venezuelans are standing in lines for about 40 hours per month, and then when they get into the store,
right,
they're allowed to buy two of what the store has.
Right.
They don't know what the store is going to have, and they don't know if they're going to need what the store has, but when they get in there, they're allowed to buy two.
So here's the thing I always want to ask people that support socialism without actually knowing.
You can't go to the store every day. You have specific days that you get to go to the store based on your state ID number.
Right. So here we have this occurring in Venezuela on the northern coast of South America.
Yep.
But this sounds exactly like what happened in the Soviet Union, and it sounds exactly like what happened in Cuba. All these different countries, it's not that they have a playbook. It's not that they say, okay, first we're going to introduce the socialist policies, then the people are going to get upset, because we have to ration because socialist economic policies don't work, and then we're going to roll out the police. This is just the natural progression of what Marxist socialism does. These are inevitable. The playbook was written over 100 years ago in the Communist Manifesto. This is how it works. This is how it happens. It's not just chance.
Right. And, going away from this article a little bit to sort of explain some of the things that have happened recently in Venezuela, there were toy stores that wound up having their merchandise seized and then just redistributed around Christmas time because Nicolas Maduro wanted to be Santa Claus.
Right.
Because, one, nobody could afford to buy the toys because, the inflation in Venezuela is absolutely horrible. The toy store owner was trying to actually, charge a price consistent with what he paid, which, kept going up because inflation, and he was accused of price gouging. And, well, all of these things now belong to us.
Right.
There have been other industries that the Maduro government has just wound up seizing outright and saying these things are now being controlled by the Venezuelan government. Factories have been seized by the Venezuelan government, where the factory owners have said, we don't have the money to either buy raw product or raw supplies to make products.
Raw materials.
Or we don't have money to pay our workers, or in a lot of cases, both. And Maduro comes in and says, doesn't matter, you can't shut down.
Right. And you're not allowed to leave your job, and we will give you some amount of food. We'll try to keep you alive, but it may or may not work. But we're going to try to keep you alive because we need people to work in the factories.
And also need people to work in the field. So some people have been yanked out of the factories and told to go work in the field.
Of course.
And, well, even though Venezuela, look at it on a map, it's in that tropical zone. Food should be growing there plentifully.
Right, and sitting on some of the largest stocks of oil in the world. This drives me nuts, and I know there's somebody listening here who likes Bernie Sanders. And from a personal point of view, I find him to be kind of a witty, charming guy. But I'm telling you, socialism kills people. And I don't say that lightly. Socialism has killed somewhere between 80 and 100 million people during the 20th century. The political system of socialism is a death sentence. And we report on Venezuela like this is news. All we're doing is repeating history. And my heart goes out to everyone down there who is suffering under this failed system. They need to rise up. They need to stand up against this government, and they need to overthrow them.
There was a story not too terribly long ago, I forget exactly what the date on it was, where it talked about the Maduro diet. That's a slang term given to the fact that 75% of the population of Venezuela lost an average of 19 pounds.
Yeah.
Think about that for a moment. Not the average person in Venezuela lost 19 pounds. No. 75% of the people lost an average of 19 pounds.
Right. So somebody lost 50. Somebody put on a couple. Not fair.
Nicolas Maduro is probably the guy that put on a couple.
Right.
The article here continues. Polls clearly show that a majority of Venezuelans would eagerly vote out Maduro if a legitimate election was held. But the chances that next year's scheduled presidential election will occur seem increasingly remote. Oh, and not to mention that even if the election does occur, it wouldn't be a fair, legitimate election because all of the opposition leaders have been barred from running for president of Venezuela.
Of course. And again, here's that trap that socialism captures people into. The guy, whoever runs, if anyone is allowed to run against Maduro, will really have nothing to say other than, I'll give you even better socialist programs. There may be an illusion of a choice if Maduro's had enough. He may bring in a ringer just to say, you know what, let's put the country back on its ground. I'll be the president pro tem or whatever and let somebody else run it. Who knows?
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
Petey stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about Venezuela, the new sanctions against Venezuela, how Venezuela wound up getting to the point they're at. And we'll get back to that. But if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. The fees are low, and transactions are often they're very fast and oftentimes can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and help make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go to Dash.org and find out why. Talking about the situation in Venezuela and how Nicolas Maduro, who already did not really have very many limits to his power, decided that he wanted even more power, so he put up this vote for creating what's called a constituent assembly that would have the power to rewrite the country's constitution and basically solidify him as something akin to a dictator. Article from the Foundation for Economic Education has the story. They say that polls clearly show that a large majority of Venezuelans would eagerly vote out Maduro if a legitimate election was held. But now it seems as though the election scheduled for next year might not even happen. Besides shutting down electoral means of resistance, Maduro has imprisoned leading opposition figures and has made it dangerous to be a known critic of the government. And as was mentioned, but not in this article, part of the punishments for opposition leaders is that they're prohibited from running for president of Venezuela. With help from Cuba, Venezuela's social media feeds are monitored for anti-government content. Roving gangs of armed thugs known as colectivos inflict brutal beatings and public humiliations on people who do not profess adequate loyalty to the socialist revolution.
Right.
Sounds almost akin to something that I would not be surprised if happened in the U.S. one day. You don't love America sufficiently, I'm going to give you a butt whooping.
Well, you get the threats all the time, even if you happen to run a gym down in Georgia.
Any hope that the police and military apparatus in Venezuela might obey the will of the people seems increasingly far-fetched. For now, as shortages of food and most basic goods continues to afflict average Venezuelans, the government uses its control over the money supply to ensure that the military and its most loyal citizens live better than most. Enter potential sanctions from the United States government and perhaps the European Union and others.
Oh, that'll help.
Currently, the U.S. has imposed sanctions on individuals within Venezuela, those deemed the most corrupt and most responsible for violations of their citizens' liberty. As Cato Institute scholar Juan Carlos Hidalgo points out, Venezuela's leadership is corrupt on a mind-blowing scale. From drug trafficking to straight-up embezzlement of state-run industries, the international community freezing more and more of these individual funds would at least bring some pain to Venezuela's oppressors. But there's also been discussion of going straight for the jugular, placing sanctions on imports of Venezuelan oil.
See, here's what happens, and it happens over and over and over. The people in the United States often support these sanctions. You know, let's say it's Iran. You know,
yep.
Iran, they're trying to get a nuclear program, so what we need to do is impose these crippling sanctions on Iran, and we have to get all our friends around the world to do the same thing.
Well, there's, you know, just a flawed premise there. Iran is not trying to get a nuclear program to make a weapon, which is the popular narrative that a lot of people believe.
I don't believe. I don't know even, that they're not.
Well, based on the amount that they're trying to refine the plutonium, they're trying to refine it to medical use. not even nuclear energy use, which requires even more refining, and it requires even more refining than that to make a nuclear weapon.
There are bad people everywhere in the world. I don't know what the Iranians' true intents are, so I'm just not going to take a side on that. But what I'm saying is that the story that gets told to the American people is they're building the bomb. They are 10
right.
years. They're 5 years out from building the bomb. So what we have to do is impose these crippling sanctions on this country.
And that's been the story for basically my entire life.
Sure.
And the mainstream media very rarely, if ever, reports on the fact that the Iranian government has passed every inspection that's ever happened of their nuclear program to make sure that they're not trying to do something in violation of one of the many treaties to which they're a party.
You're getting into the weeds on something I threw out as an example. So I could have easily
said... Right, because I'm just trying to point out that it's a flawed premise to begin with.
Okay. And these things...
And most of the things are based... Almost every sanction that the U.S. imposes on some country is based on a flawed premise.
Sure. It's economic warfare that has more to do with corporations than it has to do with anything else. But here's the problem. It's not punishing the people that are in charge, because guess what? They control everything. They control the means of production. We talked about them seizing the factories. They control the means of money. They control the printing presses. They control whatever gold reserves they actually have. They control the oil industry. So whatever oil is going out of there, the profits are going to the government first and people for a few grains of rice second. When you impose economic sanctions, the fat cats at the top are not going to be hurt by them. They're not going to let themselves get hurt by them. They will pass the pain down to the people. So the imposition of economic sanctions is a cruel... It is... I'm trying to look for the right word. It's
basically an act of warfare.
But it's not. In an act of warfare, it's one government generally attacking another government. In an economic move like that, it is nothing more than the government of one country attacking the poorest people of another. That's different. And
okay,
that's what people don't realize.
But Chris, and I know you watch Game of Thrones, because we were discussing this earlier. In the one, I forget, season 5, season 6, where the Lannister army had the twins surrounded to
right.
prevent any sort of, you know, imports of grain. That was an act of war.
Sure.
Everybody recognizes it in a TV show that's an act of war. But for some reason, when the United States government imposes sanctions,
or
which
any
is
other
basically,
government.
You know, laying siege,
right.
preventing food from coming in, that is an act of war. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about Venezuela. The possibility of sanctions being imposed on not just some of the, you know, supposed bad guys, and I'm not going to say that they're good guys, but, you know, we don't know necessarily the identities of everybody. So, you know, it's always possible that, you know, someone that's not actually a bad guy winds up being, you know, added to the list. It's like the no-fly list.
Sure.
To where it's supposed to be all these bad guys, right? But then you hear stories about, you know, like five-year-olds that are on the no-fly list.
Right. But when we talk about economic sanctions against a country, we are declaring it against everything.
Well, the current sanctions are just against individuals.
Exactly.
There's and discussion about the possibility of sanctions against the entire country of Venezuela.
Well, against, and particularly against the oil industry, which right. is where their only influx of money is coming from. And what I'm saying is that is not going to hurt the Venezuelan government. It's not going right. to hurt these horrible leaders. It is going to kill more Venezuelan poor people that are starving already.
We'll get back into the story, plus your calls and thoughts. We're actually going to the phones. We've got Mike calling in from Grafton, Wisconsin, listening to WRRD in Milwaukee. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Gentlemen, I just started listening to you a couple of weeks ago, and I don't think you're of the conservative ilk, so I was very proud and pleased to hear you give an objective criticism of socialism and its failures. I think that was very noble and worthy of you.
Yes, we are libertarians, so there are things that, Mike, if you're a conservative, I'm not going to jump to that conclusion, but since you mentioned conservative, there are things that we will agree with you on, and there are things that we will disagree with you on. There are things that we will agree with some of the people, you know, quote-unquote, on the left on, specifically, you know, civil liberty sorts of things, and there are things that we disagree with people on the left about, largely economics.
Anymore, it's getting harder to find those things I agree with either side on. But
well, I certainly I think you would agree that conservatives and libertarians have far more in common than libertarians and leftists. Libertarians and liberals, perhaps, but not leftists. That being said, coming to the issue of sanctions, yes, I would agree, certainly, economic sanctions hurt the people more, perhaps, than they do the government. On the other hand, certainly the Trump administration or any administration cannot publicize the behind-the-scenes efforts that they make to cooperate, to endorse the economic sanctions, such as empowering the people supplying weapons, trying to have other means of empowering the people to overthrow the government. That's the purpose of sanctions. Clearly, unless we help out behind the scenes, whether it be by weapons in addition to sanctions, the poor Venezuelans are doomed to suffer under socialism.
Sure. My biggest concern when we talk about sanctions and trying to overthrow a horrible regime is that by putting sanctions in place, then we often make the people that should be rising up too weak to fight. Do you know what I mean? I mean, if you are going to be successful in overthrowing a government that still controls the military, you have to have strength. And unfortunately, too often in these socialist experiments of death, this is what ends up happening. Yeah, we try the economic path. Go ahead.
I guess we just have to see how complete the Trump administration is in trying to enable the people to overthrow the government in addition to the economic sanctions.
Right.
But coming back to the issue of socialism and its merits and faults, I would see if you would agree that the two faults of socialism are, number one, it doesn't recognize that human beings are basically not good. Capitalism at least harnesses their profit motive. It needs to be regulated. And second, that the problem with socialism is that the people who rise to the top tend not to be the most altruistic folks in the world. I mean, you know, Stalin, Lenin, not exactly the kind of people you want for your neighbors here in central Wisconsin.
Well, there is something to be said on the left and the right about those who rise to the top and seek power.
But even those who are just given power, that don't even seek power,
right,
wind up being corrupted. I'm going to point to you, Mike,
to some degree.
If you are not familiar with the Stanford Prison Experiment, I would encourage you to look into that a little bit more. I'll briefly summarize. Basically, it was an experiment done at Stanford University back in the 70s where a college professor decided he wanted to have a mock jail. There were 24 students that were chosen to wind up being part of this experiment. 12 of them were given the role of inmate. 12 of them were given the role of prison guard. And the people that were randomly assigned the prison guard roles wound up becoming corrupt. The experiment was supposed to have lasted 2 weeks. It wound up being shut down in 6 days.
Yes, and certainly those experiments built on the Milliken experiments at Yale where supposedly the experimental subjects continued to deliver shocks beyond the time at which
because the guy in the lab coat said the experiment must continue. Mike, but
one more thing real quickly. Yeah, you talked a little bit about libertarians and conservatives and things like that. I do believe that in certain aspects we libertarians probably have a lot more in common, a lot more we could agree upon. My biggest frustration, this is coming from somebody who spent 30 years or so as an active member in the Republican Party, the conservatism seems to have faded. I mean, when we had the rise of the neoconservatives and more of the global look on what America's role needs to be, and, you know, I really got tired of Republicans and self-proclaimed conservatives talk about why we need all these social programs and how I will not touch Social Security, etc. You know what I mean? That's been my frustration.
I do, and you sound like a conservative, my friend.
Mike,
thank you.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to James calling in from Dover, New Hampshire. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Daryl and Chris. Yeah, so I wanted to call in because, Mark and Ian were talking the other night about Peter Schiff and some of his criticisms of Bitcoin, and I was looking more closely into actually gold and silver and precious metals in general as a storage of wealth, and trying to compare them to cryptocurrencies, or at least, you know, I mean, it's obviously hard to think about cryptocurrencies as a storage of wealth given how new they are, I suppose. But I think gold and silver get an overblown reputation when it comes to being a good storage of wealth. And if you just look at a 500-year chart of their prices adjusted for inflation, I think you'll see that, like, they're a pretty bad investment compared to basically anything else you can even realistically invest in. They basically simply maintained their value against the dollar for inflation purposes, and I just don't think that that's really where you want to be, like on a 100-year basis, to have 20% more wealth after 100 years. A terrible investment.
I seriously doubt that I'll be alive in 100 years. That would put me at 139.
You can look at any of these charts. Look at the last 20 years. 20 years.
Right, and, you know,
and you'll do poorly too, you know.
Based on, you know, what you're saying, that, you know, gold and silver basically keep up with inflation, that's all I've ever really heard about gold and silver. It's a safe way to basically make sure that whatever wealth you have isn't going to depreciate.
It's supposedly that, but the caller is exactly right, James. I mean, I remember buying silver in the early 2010, 2011. Right. 35 bucks an ounce, you know, and you see all these ads on TV about silver is going to be the next one, $500 an ounce. No, the stuff I bought for 35 bucks is now worth 15, 17. Where's that?
$17.15 when I recorded the news this morning.
Right. So if we look at any slice of time when we talk about any investment, you can say, well, look how much this grew, or you could also say,
well,
look how much this lost.
The long term is so valuable, right? So, like,
right. We'll hold you over. We'll hold you over.
The story that you hear is that gold and silver are going to be, like, one of the best ways to store your money, whereas, you know, even just, I mean, certainly if you invest...
Hold on, James. We'll bring you back. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi. Simbi.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. Get help buying Bitcoin or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or even engage with the community in the Bitcoin forum. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin, and you can play games online with the cryptocurrency. The source for all of your Bitcoin needs and news, Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Going back to the phones, we've got James calling in from Dover, New Hampshire. And, James, I'm trying to figure out here what sort of the point was that you were trying to make. You were saying that gold and silver basically just keep up with inflation and that doesn't really make them a good store of value. Is that a safe summarization of your statement?
James, are there?
More considering them an investment, right? So, like, if you look over the course of the last 100 years or 50 or 20, or, you know, certainly if you go back even further than that, it would be hard to do much worse as on an investment level than gold and silver, unless you specifically owned fiat currency. That would be the very worst investment you could have made.
Sure.
But other than like speculating on a single individual risky stock or something like that, it's really hard, actually, on that sort of time frame to break even on an investment. And that makes gold and silver, in my mind, just very inferior in terms of being a storage of wealth or certainly a grower of wealth compared to cryptocurrency. I think cryptocurrency does a lot of what gold and silver purports to do, except for it just does it better. So I guess, like, and I'm saying this to someone, by the way, who has a very significant portion of my wealth in precious metals based on things I used to believe, and I'm just changing my mind. So I figured I'd call and see if anyone could argue me out of this position, or if I could, if they can't, make a PSA to other people who are considering ways to store their wealth.
Well, for me, I still hold some, certainly some gold and silver and things like that. I also still have some stocks and bonds and things like that. Cryptocurrency, to me, it is so young. I am a big believer in in crypto technology. And it's not just Bitcoin or Ethereum or watching what this price is doing or that price are doing. What I'm most interested in are the companies that are coming up with creative, innovative ways to solve problems, and they're doing it through blockchain or decentralized technologies, because some of them are past blockchain. Those, to me, hold the appeal of a stock in a company that is doing something really innovative that may be very profitable later on. So I look at a lot of cryptocurrencies like I'm looking at stocks. You know, I'm looking at the companies themselves. I'm seeing where they're at in their development. I'm trying to understand where they intend to go and whether this seems viable. To me, that's the only way, if you're looking at cryptocurrencies as an investment, the only thing we should really be doing. We can, you know, you can chase the charts all day long and you'll make some short-term gains. I think there's going to be a lot of people that get lucky and make a lot of money off of a couple plays in this, and there are going to be a whole lot of money that people that end up losing money. That's just
probably
my gut feeling.
I think you can also approach it in the same way you would investing in, say, the stock market. You know, I think consensus among reasonable analysts would suggest you do something like, you know, buy a basket of index funds that gives you a wide enough swath of the market so you don't expose yourself to untoward risk, right? And I think you can approach cryptocurrency investment the same way. And I certainly have.
And I do.
About cryptocurrency from Free Talk Live, I don't know, 7 years ago or whatever. And obviously there's some recency bias in how that's turned out for me. But I don't think you have to pick a winner. I think you can buy Bitcoin and Ethereum and Dash and Monero and whatever else you want to buy. And it'd be tough to miss the winner completely, right? And unless, like, cryptocurrency is simply a fad, you know, that's one premise that, you know, someone could hold that this will eventually just go away. It's very hard to imagine. Like, currently, I think less than $100 billion market cap for cryptocurrency worldwide. It's just really hard to imagine that it's still going to be 1/6 to 1% of the world's, you know, conservative estimate of the world's liquid wealth, you know.
Right, right. And I don't disagree, and I absolutely, I use CoinCap.io to track all the different cryptos that I own, and I don't own a lot of anything because I made the brilliant decision of starting a small business, so that's where all my money is. but I do have, like, a little bit of all kinds of different currencies that for some reason I found them compelling. For some reason I saw that, and basically what I've done is built probably the world's smallest mutual fund. You know, but taking that approach to it, what I sacrifice in that is the big hit. Mutual funds are not known for the big, big wins and doing a huge return,
right,
but they're generally more stable and safer.
But if your point in, you know, putting money in, you know, whether it be gold, silver, cryptocurrency, if the point is to have it as a long-term investment, you do want diversification.
Sure.
And, but James, I think that was kind of the point, right?
Like, my point is that diversifying into something with such a poor track record, whether it's the U.S. dollar or gold or silver, is like, I just wonder about the opportunity cost. I mean, additionally, with gold and silver, there's this huge problem of not being able to buy or really sell at spot price, right? So, I mean, you can if you go to great lengths, but it's very hard to buy, like, say,
right,
I don't know, $50,000 worth of gold, period. It's very hard to store $50,000 worth of gold. Furthermore, and it's very hard to ship that much gold. And even if you do get that much gold, like, getting it at the actual spot price, you get listed somewhere, is very difficult. So say you pay 5% over spot. Well, the way compounding interest works is that's, again, if you buy at 5% over spot and sell for 5% over spot, you've basically eaten away at the 100-year return of gold.
Sure.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, maybe gold will become more valuable over time, but we also have the issue of not really knowing how much gold there is, which is not a problem you face in cryptocurrency if you invest in the right cryptocurrencies. There's just all sorts of numbers of problems that I think most people don't perceive, just because it's been basically true over time that gold has been a reasonable storage of wealth. But I think, again, if you look at those charts, especially if you go like 500-year charts, it's very hard to believe that those things will become more valuable over time, I guess is my point, as new things enter the marketplace to compete with it. So I guess, like, for people who are listening, who are viewing that as like the safest way to keep your wealth, I just totally disagree. So I just wanted to share that with y'all.
James, thank you for the call. And just to sort of reiterate a point that Chris made, you don't have a 50-year chart to look at for cryptocurrency, much less a 500 or a 5,000-year track record.
Or a 10. We don't even have a 10-year chart yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. But I think it's exciting technology, and I'm very bullish on it. We're not going to talk about the story tonight, but if anybody feels in the Googling mood, you can Google the New York Times, the story.
I'll post the link up on the Facebook and the Twitter. That way people don't have to do a search for it.
Yeah, the name of the story is Grandpa Had a Pension, This Generation Has Cryptocurrency, and it's a pretty good read.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Larry calling in from Utah, listening to 540 AM. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I've got a couple of them. First on sanctions. You talked like everything that they sanction is just on the government that flows down to the people, and quite often that hasn't been true. As a for instance, both in Iran and in Russia, Obama, and I was not an Obama voter or friend, he sanctioned many individuals in both regimes. The Trump administration has sanctioned a number of people in the Russian regime, particularly those that are fairly high up and close friends of Putin. And when you go down to Venezuela, they just put sanctions on 10 of the most powerful people in Venezuela,
along with the oil.
Oil doesn't mean anything to anybody down there because they can't even get it shipped out in their own ships. They're not seaworthy. At least they don't have the licenses to do it. So they're in port. So that money doesn't do anything to the people at this point in time because they're not getting any money out of it.
Larry, I think your call was being screened at the time because we did mention that current sanctions against people in Venezuela are just that, against individual people, but there's discussion about the United States government putting sanctions against the entire country of Venezuela, and that's where the speculation came in. So I think you missed part of the conversation, but we definitely did mention that individual people in Venezuela are being sanctioned. And again, just because you think you have the names right doesn't mean that there's not an innocent person with that same name. Again, well, I'll point to the no-fly list that's supposed to have, you know, like the worst of the worst of humanity that's not allowed on airplanes in the United States, and then you see stories of some five-year-old kid that has the same name.
I'm going to give an example. Alejandro Rodriguez owns a factory in Venezuela, and he is now being sanctioned by the U.S. government. Who does it hurt? We'll get back to that after this break.
It hurts his employees, which are people that live in Venezuela. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.